Hey guys, welcome to the Lovely Miss Lizzie podcast, hosted by me, Elizabeth Chasen. In this podcast, you hear an everyday military spouse's stories about marriage, military lifestyle, and, well, motherhood. I know some of you may wonder why I've changed the name of the podcast and why I did not post an episode this past Thursday, because I've been really trying to post one once a week, but it's really hard for me to talk about something for a long time alone. I'm realizing that the more and more I sit down and record, it's just really hard, not necessarily to even brainstorm and come up with the stories. It's more of not getting off topic when I'm trying to talk, if that makes any sense at all. So anyway, I wanted to just simply say I've changed the name of the podcast to The Lovely Miss Lizzie, which my dear friend Sean Stevens, she used to call me Lizzie, even though my first name is Elizabeth. She used to call me Lizzie, and that name kind of stuck, and I just thought it would be kind of a fun, nickname to bring into the podcast. So I changed the title of the podcast to that because really this is about my life. The majority of the stories will be about me and my family, and the things that we are experiencing and going through, and also motherhood and marriage and military lifestyle and fitness. It's going to be a handful of things that I am just really ready to share, and you know, I hope you as the listener can enjoy listening to it. The new schedule for the episodes will be Monday and Thursday. So twice a week, I'll have a new episode coming out that will probably be between 10 to 15 minutes long. I think down the road, there will definitely be times when there'll be a full-blown episode, maybe 30 minutes or longer, depending on who I may have talking with me or if I have a very in-depth story, it will definitely be longer. I just feel like as of right now, since it's mostly me just talking, I'm going to keep them short and sweet, possibly on things that are happening within the family, travel, military lifestyle, and fitness are the main categories right now I think I'm going to be talking about. I'm really looking forward to this kind of fresh start. I know whoever has been listening previously, I really appreciate everyone's support. I was getting some negative lashback about some things, and I just really needed a little bit of time to process things and to figure out where I want this podcast to go. And on top of that, Eddie's not here right now, and I'm doing all the kids by myself. So it's just like a little chaotic. But if any of you follow me on Facebook, I did start a fitness group called Kick Ass Fitness. If you're friends with me on Facebook, please let me know if I didn't invite you. I will try and make sure that that's done. I will be also launching a Instagram page about it. It's mostly a group for men and women to talk about their fitness journeys, to share nutrition tips, to encourage and keep one another accountable for whatever your journey may be. For me, I have been so inspired by so many people. I know that they've really been wanting me to become a coach and do their programs. It's just not for me right now. And I've concluded that. Like, I'm happy for them that that's working and that's their niche or whatever. For me, it's just not, and I'd rather have a community of people that can share that information, that can really just be that other person's support, because I think that's really what I need right now in my health/fitness journey, is just a whole lot of support. And so I thank everyone that's supporting me on the podcast, and I also thank everyone who's supporting me on Kick-Ass Fitness, because you all are amazing, and keep up your hard work. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Elizabeth, I'm 31, I'm married, my husband is in the Army. We have 3 boys. Edward is our oldest, he is 6. Jeffrey is our 2nd, he is 4. And Henry is our 3rd, and he is 10.5 months old. So we have a very full house on top of having 2 miniature dachshunds. So bear with me, sometimes you might hear them barking in the background. So we have a very full house in our tiny house out here in Germany. That's where we're stationed right now. Hopefully we'll be heading back to the States in the next year or so, but we have really loved the adventure out here. I can't wait to kind of get into that more with you guys. You know, the military lifestyle in general, I have a lot of friends who aren't in the military, and, you know, maybe they have questions or maybe they don't, and they're just intrigued. But there's just a lot to talk about in that category, and I really can't wait to get into those details with everyone. I think another important topic, if I can talk, I'm so sorry, is marriage, because I think every couple kind of goes through those peaks and those valleys and those peaks and those valleys, and somewhere in between there you have to, you know, kind of find that middle ground where you can, you know, you may agree to disagree, if that makes any sense. Like, I know Eddie and I, we are a lot alike, but then we have a lot of things that we totally disagree on. And I think that's really healthy and really good to know kind of where each other stands. And I know a lot of people have talked about the 5 love language books, or book. I can't remember what it is. But I know for Eddie and I, we're in 2 different categories. And I feel like mine is constantly changing. When he leaves for long periods of time and then comes back, I feel like kind of like there's that refresh button, because we had such a long time away from each other. It's not that I love him any less or think of him any less. It's just you have to kind of, can't think of the right word, but it's almost like you have to rekindle your relationship just because you've been on your own for so long. So I'm really looking forward to talking more about marriage, and, you know, some of those really tough times Eddie and I have been through together have been kind of when the deployments have happened. And for me, I think I'm really looking for support, and it's not that he doesn't support me, it's just I like being near my family, or feeling like there's someone to fall back on, because I'm the youngest out of 4, so I have 2 older sisters and a brother, and my mom and dad. And so I just kind of like feeling like there's someone you can lean on when you possibly need to cry, or you need help, or, you know, your kids are driving you crazy, or, you know, whatever. And because we've lived so far from my family for so long, thankfully I've had a lot of friends. I've met some amazing people who've really helped me through those tough times. Before I wrap up this very quick, short episode, I want to go back to my motherhood category. So being a mom of 3 boys is really a blessing. each one of them has completely different personalities, and it really makes being a mom very, very special. Edward, or we call him Junior because he's named after my husband, Eddie, because he's my firstborn, he just, I think, naturally holds a very special place in my heart. He's very caring and loving. He has a lot of energy. He loves learning. He's so passionate about reading, writing, you know, those things that I feel like kindergartners aren't really that into. He's like definitely into, or I don't know, maybe your kid is into those things. That's great. But he's just very special. He loves learning. And sometimes I wish he would set the learning aside and just, you know, be that six-year-old boy who has no care in the world, who can just be a kid enjoying life. But he's just very special to me. And then our second son, Jeffrey, he is also very special. All my sons are very special, but I just mean they're all special in a different way. Jeffrey's special in the sense that he's born on my mom's birthday on Christmas Eve, and he is our second born. You know, he has all those characteristics of a middle child. You know, he had a very hard time with acid reflux and just kind of like his digestive system. He still does to this day. I've found ways to help him and help his body learn how to kind of digest food. I'll go into that some other time, but you know, he really struggled with that when he was a baby. And, you know, even now when he's four, he still sometimes has a hard time, but I see that he's changing, he's learning, he's figuring things out. And so that's always kind of like your mom peace of mind, like, okay, he's figuring it out, we're good. He also had a speech delay, and he's graduating his first year of speech therapy and in a preschool program at our school. And I'm really proud of him. I can really see so much improvement, that he's grown so much this year. I think naturally your kids will grow every year, but for him, it's just been like double that, because he went from, you know, not really talking, or we couldn't understand what he was talking, to like full-blown sentences. We can understand what he's trying to say, and he can also understand what we're trying to say back to him. And so, you know, I really cannot wait, and I really look forward to seeing how he just, more of his personality and how he really kind of comes around and grows up. And then there's Henry. Oh, little Henry. He is our third son and was actually born here in Germany. And actually, he was born on the hottest week here in Germany last year. If any of my local friends remember that week, that's when Henry was born. That's when I was sitting in the German hospital with no air conditioning, pushing out a baby. but so he is our third. And, you know, he's 10 months now. So he's learning how to climb on things, and, you know, he loves touching everything that is not his toy. He's such a happy baby. He loves laughing and smiling. And he went through a very short phase of stranger danger. And then now all of a sudden, he just like loves smiling at everyone. Everyone. Anyone and everyone who smiles at Henry, he will definitely smile back, because he's just such a joyful, happy baby. And so I'm very blessed that he's been overall very easy. With Henry, I had the goal of breastfeeding him basically as long as I could. And I think 2 months in, he was just having a lot of gas problems. Like, he just could not get that gas out. And it just broke my heart to see how much he struggled with getting the gas out. And so I had changed my diet a couple of times, and you know, he still just really struggled. And then I was struggling because I know this may sound like not right, but basically because I was nursing, my metabolism was just like going haywire. So I had lost just so much weight almost too quickly. I know that doesn't sound right, but I just lost too much too fast for what I felt comfortable with. And so I was talking to Eddie about it, and I was like, you know, I really don't want to do formula. I really don't want to buy it, and I really want him to be breastfed for at least a year. But I think I had known that first talk Eddie and I had that was not the route it was going to go. Even though I still wanted it, I knew that it was not going to last long. And I was pretty upset about it. I wasn't like devastated. I was just upset, because I think when you naturally make goals, you want to try and achieve them to the best of your ability. And I felt like I was failing that goal because I was struggling nursing. He was struggling. We both were really just struggling pretty much. So, long story short, I just decided to stop. And he's been formula fed for the last, I would say, 4 months. 4 or 5 months, because I had so much milk that I had 2 months of it saved in our teeny little freezer. Our freezer is so small, it's ridiculous. Anyway, so I had about 2 months saved up, so I had slowly just started kind of cutting him back and then introducing the formula. And here in Germany, the formula is regulated, I guess, stricter than back in the States. So, like all their cows and what they eat, it's all organic, and there's all these like crazy, crazy laws and stuff about it. So I knew if I had to put him on formula, this place would probably be one of the best places to do it. You know, like not saying that the United States has crappy formula. It's just here it's stricter than the United States. So, you know, we switched him to the formula, and he's been doing great since then. He's growing, he's happy, he's, you know, just, yeah, I'm happy I did that for myself, because I think when you're going through those things and then like you're tired and you're dealing with other kids and you can't really like process everything in that moment, now when I look back, I'm happy I chose to stop when I did, because not only was it becoming unhealthy for me, but he was not happy. He was probably not happy because I was not happy. I was stressed out all the time. You know, I was trying to eat enough food to keep him happy and to not lose any more weight. So anyway, everything's good now. Now that I've lost the weight that I've wanted, I'm just trying to maintain and gain some muscle and just really eat healthier foods in general. I know this is going back to the fitness thing, but that's just where I am. I'll talk about it more in detail. I'd love it if people could shoot me a message on Facebook or add me on Instagram and let me hear your feedback here on Anchor or on any of the podcast channels. I'd love to hear what you have to say. I appreciate everyone's support. I really look forward to talking with you all more, and I hope you have an awesome week.